There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Sona Rapani is with me in the studio, plus Abbas Jafar Ali is about to join us. Abbas is from Tech Radar. Lots of stuff to talk about today, but if you have a question to do with your phone, something isn't working that should do in a Bluetooth way, I don't know, your speaker system isn't connecting, you're not able to stream, whatever it might be, Abbas is likely to be able to help. Usual numbers, 4001 via the free app or 423 1010 to call.
Drive Live talks technology.
And that's what we're going to do now. So, Abbas, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me here. Good to be back.
Do you know what I'd like to do? I mean, Nick's away and we get the boss today, so we can pick the real brains of the organisation at Tech Radar, based here in Dubai. But you have a gadget of the week this week. Now, very often Nick will bring a gadget in, and it could be a projector. He's brought in headphones, all kinds of things. This is just a phone.
Absolutely.
And it's all it is.
Yep.
It's kind of a nice color. It's a salmon kind of pink color.
Yeah, sort of like that.
It's kind of like that.
Pinkish.
It reminds me of those kind of primary Nokia colors of old.
Bingo.
And that's exactly what it is. But I want to talk about this at some length, if we can, because we are dominated in the smartphone landscape by Samsung and Apple,
that's right,
obviously. Mm-hmm. And everybody aspires to one of those phones, whatever model it might be.
Sure.
If you bring in a budget phone, because this truly is a budget phone,
299 dirhams,
it's an Android smartphone, it has a great camera, on the face of it you think it has a really good chance in this market, but that's not a premium price. Don't we all want to pay a premium price for a phone? Don't we all expect to pay a premium price?
Look, you're always going to have a number of people that want to pay 3,000 dirhams, 3,500 dirhams, even 4,000 dirhams for a phone. You know, we've got that. But then you've got a lot of people that are still using feature phones. And a lot of these feature phones are based on Symbian OS, which is what Nokia of the old days used to use. Mm. Now, a couple of things that have happened with Symbian over the last year is that WhatsApp, for example, has decided that they're not going to be making WhatsApp for Symbian phones anymore. And we all know how popular WhatsApp is. So if you have a Symbian phone, you can no longer get WhatsApp working on it. How do you get all of those people using that 100, 200, 300 dirhams phone on to something which is a smartphone, which can run all of these applications? And that's exactly where this Nokia One is what it's called. It's made by HMD. Just a little bit of background on this. So basically, Nokia is just the brand, the company that makes this is HMD. It's a startup based out of China, which makes up a lot of old Nokia execs that exited when Microsoft sold Nokia. Mm. So it's made, you know, a lot of people that from the old Nokia working over here, and they decided to sort of use the Nokia branding, come up with these phones. They've come up with a whole portfolio of phones, but the Nokia One sort of sitting down on the base entry of their portfolio. And this is what it is.
Okay, so what does it do that...
It's running a special version of Android called Android Go. Right. By that, I mean what Google's done is sort of just literally taken out all of the fat. It's a very lean version of Android that's able to run on super low specs. By super low specs, I mean 512 megabytes of RAM or 1 gigabyte of RAM, which is, you know, sort of laughable in this day and age where all the, you know, phones are coming with 4, 6, 8 gigs of RAM. So it makes you wonder that, you know, at 512 megabytes, half a gig or 1 gig, how is this phone running Android? And then even storage-wise, it's minimal storage, like 8 gigs or 4 gigs of RAM, you know, sorry, of storage space. So Android's basically cut down all the fat from Android and a lot of its applications. Gmail is on there. Maps is on here. You know, all of those Google core services, they run on this phone. Chrome is on here as well, and they run okay. YouTube is on this phone. It runs okay. It runs fine. It doesn't run as fast as you know, both from a 3,000 dirham phone, but you know what? It's there. It runs. It's good enough.
But there are lots of lighter apps, aren't there? I was trying to download the light Gmail the other day, and it won't allow me to do it because apparently my phone's far too sophisticated for that. But I would kind of like that because it would work a little bit faster.
Sure, absolutely. No, that's happened with other apps as well. I think Facebook released a light version of Messenger as well as its Facebook app. Again, Facebook is being used in a lot of third world countries where data is, you know, precious. So they have all these applications on the lower side of things which consume lesser data, which run on lesser spec hardware, and they work fine.
Is it going to sell, do you think, this one?
Okay, so I think at $299, I think it has potential. It definitely has potential. I think what Nokia needs to do is convert feature phone guys into smartphone people. That is going to be the biggest challenge because everyone's so used to having a numeric keypad on their feature phone. People who buy feature phones are just very used to how feature phones work. So getting them to shift to Android, I mean, I'm guessing $299 the rims, is a lucrative enough price for them to make them jump. Give them all the benefits of, hey, you can run YouTube on this, you can have WhatsApp on this, you can run Gmail on this, you can have a full featured Android platform for $299. I think it's a no-brainer.
Would you buy one, Sonal?
You've clutched
this new Nokia?
I was just thinking about who this is for and who would use it, especially in this kind of market. I could see it definitely something in, like you mentioned, some third world countries where people are still using those sort of, I guess they call them dumb phones. But I wonder...
Do they?
Yeah. Phones, yeah, it's a thing. People have gone back to dumb phones. It's a trend. Have you heard of it?
I didn't realize they were called dumb phones. Yeah. I'm thinking that's perfectly appropriate for myself. However,
the correct term is feature phones.
Right, sorry, feature phones.
Okay.
But I don't think I would use it. But I wonder how much of a market there is here for this kind of thing. Because even people on sort of the lower income spectrum here, I do see them with iPhones, Galaxies, sort of the higher range of smartphones.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a certain sort of element of social standing in the phone that you carry, isn't there?
There definitely is. But again, I'd sort of argue with you on that yes, there are quite a few. I remember once I was in an elevator and the pizza delivery guy had a better phone than I had. So, I was looking, okay, what's going on over here? But then there are still a lot of people that don't want to spend a lot on their phones. And I think one of the good things that HMD have done is it's got those replaceable covers like old Nokia phones of the past, sort of make people very comfortable into easing into this. Design-wise, it's very similar to, those feature phones from the past as well. So they're trying it. I think there is a market for it. Mm.
Don't sound convinced, may I
Look,
say.
Look, it's not for me, right? It's not for me.
No,
it's not for me. So sure. I can't necessarily argue for it. But I do see people who could possibly,
You don't like a case on your phone. I know that to be true. This case, excuse the pun, you can just simply snap on a new back cover in the way that the old Nokia
phones. The Express
phones,
On covers from Nokia.
Exactly.
It's called that as well. It's called Express On, so people can connect with it.
Okay. What's the camera like on it?
The camera can take okay pictures. Probably a little bit better than what feature phones usually could. Mm. So good enough to share on social, good enough to post on Facebook or Twitter or WhatsApp. Good enough for that.
Okay. I wonder if anybody listening now is a user of the old style feature phone. Even I upgraded from that a few years ago. Richard Dean used to laugh at me because I had that last Nokia, the great little Nokia, which had the Symbian system on.
And it was exactly
a great little phone, and I loved it. And then he was always on at me, upgrade to us, get yourself a smartphone, go and buy yourself something. And I kind of poo-pooed the idea and said, no, I'm not doing that, and eventually did. And now I'm as addicted to it as anybody else is, of course, years later. But I wonder if anybody listening now is using a feature phone and has not upgraded.
Maybe as a backup phone. If you want to sort of get away from all the data and, people constantly pinging you left and right and just want a call or maybe a text message, just use that as a backup phone. They still have great battery life. They can last for 7, 8, 9 days on single charge. So, if you're traveling and you just don't want anybody bothering you with emails or messages, just use that.
Times have changed, though, haven't they? Because we don't call each other anymore.
We don't.
We don't use a phone as a phone anymore.
Absolutely.
We use it to email, to communicate, and to
text message,
pictures, and whatever else.
And I feel there has been something of a trend that I was mentioning of earlier of people going back to feature phones and sort of disconnecting. And even you see Samsung has built a smartphone for users has built a phone that can't connect to the internet with the idea to curb those who are addicted to social media.
Mm.
So there are some people that are sort of saying, this is too much. I don't want my life to be ruled by this, and sort of making a conscious choice to go back.
Yeah, there's also a very interesting feature in the upcoming Android version, Android P, that Google revealed at I.O. just, I think, a few days ago, is that you can set time limits on apps for yourself on your phone. So you can say that I only want to use Instagram for 30 minutes a day. What's going to happen is the icon is going to turn black and white. You're not going to be able to launch Instagram after that. So they're trying to do this. They're trying to sort of bring people back into the conversation. I think one of the great ideas was that, look, what if your phones are next to each other and on your contacts, you've got people that are, let's just say you're on my favorite contact list and we're somewhere together, the phones just automatically switch off so we can actually have a conversation without people interrupting us. Great little ideas, little tweaks here and there that I think could end up if we're at dinner and, you're in my favorite contacts. My phone just starts, going to do not disturb mode automatically.
I like that. So the AI, the artificial intelligence.
Oh, yes, it's all about artificial intelligence.
Lets us become more intelligent, but not artificially.
Well, yeah, realistically, hopefully.
Okay, let's see what happens with that.
Drive Live talks technology.
That's what we're doing until 5. Abastafar Ali is from Tech Radar and is with us here. Let me see. We've got a laptop question, I believe, and this is Mano joining us on line 4. Mano, afternoon to you.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
Very good to have you on. How can we help you today, sir?
Yes, my question is for Abbas. I am thinking about replacing my laptop with an iPad. The only thing is that I can't store files on the desktop if I have an iPad. So I'd like to see if there is any solution for that. That's it.
What you can do is you can use iCloud from Apple that lets you store files on an iPad in iOS 12 or 11, was it?
I think
they recently added the support. So you've got a folder for iCloud files. You can not necessarily have every single type of file on there, but you could store your documents, your images, and stuff like that. So it really depends on what kind of files are you working with. If you're mostly dealing with Office documents, yes, you could store them on an iPad, and I think they're a good replacement for that.
I see. So that includes PDF files as well,
that's right?
Right.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Okay. And do I need to have internet all the time if I want to access that iCloud?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, you can get a local copy of those files on your iPad as well. It stores them locally. So, yeah, you're good with that.
Thank you very much.
Mano, good to have you on. Thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
So I guess it would sync, wouldn't it, when
you go back
online, so you're not going to have any issues there. How reliable is the synchronization?
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, you don't even think about it. It's at a level where you don't even think about it.
Okay. Mano, congratulations. Let's see if we can talk to somebody else. And who is this joining us? Masood is on line 6. Masood, afternoon to you. Hello, Masood.
Hi,
Masood,
Tim.
Masood, good to have you on. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I just have a question with the gentleman from TechRadar. That is basically related to the new phones with these AMOLED screens.
Right.
I just noticed that these phones are facing an issue with this screen ghosting, if he knows about it, the burn-in issue. Basically, what happens is, if you use the phone for some time, there's some print that stays on the screen. You know, it doesn't go away. It's like a screen burn-in. It burns on the screen.
It's long.
I just need to know it.
It's long been a problem, hasn't it?
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just actually faced it now, so I just realized that it is a problem actually. So I just wanted to know. I mean, is there a fix for that, or the LCD needs to be replaced for it?
Yeah, no. Unfortunately, there's no fix for that. How long have you had that phone for, Masood?
Phone like 1.5 years.
One and a half years isn't necessarily a very long time to, I mean, unless you've got an image that's stuck on the screen for, you know, static screen for a very, very long time, that could cause
actually,
burn
it's a very, very slight shadow, and it's on the top notification bar because it stays almost like that. I have an S7 Edge, so
right.
it has this problem.
Got it. Yeah, no, unfortunately, OLED panels have this issue. It's a known issue. Most of the new software, what they've done is they try to shift things around a little bit to make sure that the identical image doesn't stay on the screen for a long time. But yes, you're absolutely right. OLED panels have that issue.
Is there anything you can do about that?
Not really, no.
There really isn't,
no.
Okay. Masood, do you use any, mm-hmm. do you keep the screen on for a long time? Could you, I don't know, is nothing you do to switch the screen off? Or
I don't do anything abnormally. I mean, I just use my phone regularly as it should be used. I mean, my use is also not too much. So I don't know how it came up, but all of a sudden I noticed that there is a shade on my notification bar. And it doesn't go away, so I just realized that it's now permanently there.
If you don't use your phone like awfully a lot, then it is surprising to see that on there. Because generally, yes, burn-in is an issue, but it shouldn't happen on phones like the S7. Maybe if you had something 4 years or something like that, then yes, I could see that. But in 2 years and with standard phone usage, it shouldn't happen. Might be worth just taking it to the Samsung store in Media City, just having them take a look and see if they can do something for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Thanks
appreciate
for that.
Coming on. All right, Masood. Standard problem, isn't it? You saw that on TVs a lot, where you'd have the icon
plasma.
Of the,
yes.
the plasma
back
TVs,
the, plasma
the icon
TVs.
Of,
yes.
I don't know, your news channel would appear
yes.
there
exactly.
when you weren't watching the news, which I always found a little bit spooky. But there you go. Robert has a question for you. I have quite a few Wi-Fi dead spots in my house. I'm using a router to extend the Wi-Fi together with home plug extenders for extending the local area network. I'm looking at upgrading, looking at Google Wi-Fi. is that the best option in terms of quality and value? Thank you.
Sure. So, I mean, Google Wi-Fi uses mesh networking. I have gone through a setup of four different mesh networking solutions. I've used Eero. I have used Google Wi-Fi. I have used, well, I've settled on Ubiquiti right now. That's the one that I'm using that I find works really well. I've used Asus with AI Mesh as well. The idea is that you replace extenders, which can only communicate in one direction at a time, but the mesh networking, which can communicate two ways. So it makes it a lot faster, and you can extend your Wi-Fi through any part of the house. Google Wi-Fi is really good. You know, I've used it personally. I really like it. It's the second on my list, just after Ubiquiti. That's the one that I'm using right now. I'm purely using Ubiquiti because it's got a longer range, and I have a doorbell at my gate, which is a Wi-Fi doorbell. So that Google didn't reach that. So just depending on how big the place is that you're living in, if you're in something along the lines of, I don't know, 2,000 square feet or so, you should be fine with Google Wi-Fi.
And I was wondering, for someone who is not that tech savvy, is this relatively easy to set up, or do you have any tips for how to actually get this going?
It's actually relatively easy. So everything works through an app. Now, the only issue is if you've got Duo or Itisalat. It kind of depends on that. If you have Duo, it's much easier to set it up. But Itisalat sort of uses a PPPoE system, which is a little bit dated, and you sort of need a router in front of it to sort of connect to the mesh network, which makes things a little complicated. So if you've got Duo, it's very easy to set up. With Itisalat, there's just one extra step that you sort of need to go through.
Okay, but if you have a Bass Palace, then you may worry about the range, I guess, slightly. But it does make a huge difference. Mesh
absolutely
is
yes.
far better.
Absolutely,
it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Robert, there's the answer there. Hopefully that helps you. Long question for you here. This is somebody says, no name, looking for some advice from TechRadar. That's you, Abbas. I usually buy a laptop once every 4 years. So after researching the market, I picked up the top spec Dell XPS. Within the guarantee period, I sent it back through the retailer as the screen was, flickering. They claimed to have fixed it. A month after the 12-month guarantee, the laptop wouldn't switch on. The power indicator would flash two green lights and then continuously flash orange. So a lot of detail here. Bear with me. The retailer directed me to a service centre, and when I asked whether they were Dell, they quite deceivingly said they were Dell authorised, but it turned out to not be Dell themselves. Turns out my IC has gone on the laptop. Now I've contacted Dell Global directly. They've said go to an authorised centre. They say I need to change the board as they don't do the IC alone. This is a 7,000 dirham laptop, so spending perhaps 2,000 dirhams is probably not worth it. What can I do? This person says, I just want it to work.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's out of luck with that. Dell generally makes some very good laptops, though. Yeah. I think the XPS line in particular, the XPS 13 and XPS 15 are very good laptops. I've used one for a few months, and I really liked them. The screen flickering issue is interesting because recently Microsoft had that issue as well with their Surface lineup. And after sort of saying that, yeah, no, they decided to sort of replace the screens for everyone who had that. So I, you know, maybe just go down to Dell. They have an office in Media City. Press on them a little bit. See if you can get something done for yourself on there. But if not, then unfortunately, since it's out of the warranty period, you know, there's not a lot that you can do about it. Even with regards to your authorized service centers, there are quite a few. I mean, even Apple has a few that aren't Apple, but they're authorized to service Apple products as well. And generally, that's fine. Mm. I've actually gotten some serviced outside as well, and I've never faced an issue. But I could see how that could be an issue.
Or to add insult to injury here, this laptop's been there for 4 weeks and it's just been confirmed that the part isn't even available. So it's going to take a lot more time.
Ouch.
So
ouch.
It's just...
That's just bad luck, unfortunately. You know, I'd suggest that I don't know. I mean, just go down to Dell, scream your head off, see if something happens on there. If not, then, you know, just look at something else then, I guess.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. No name on that text. If you have a question for Abbas from Tech Radar, we've got about another 10, 12 minutes to put it to him. So get in touch. 4001 via the free app or 423 1010. Here's one from Mike to think about just quickly. I frequently miss calls because I forget the ringtone is on mute. Familiar issue for many people. Is there an app or a mobile with a setting which will allow me to set a timer on mute? the mute.
So on Android, when you set up a do not disturb mode, there are some phones which let you set a particular timing for that, for like an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that. So then it kind of goes back to normal. There are a few phones that let you do that. Just trying to remember which one was it, the last one that I used that had this particular feature. Sorry, I can't think of it on top of my head, but I do remember seeing this.
We'll have a think about it. We'll come back to it in a second. Questions for Abbas today. There are lots to ask you, actually.
Happy to help.
It has to be said. So we did have a lot of topics to talk about. We're probably not going to get to them. Anything that piques your interest, Sona Rupani, what would you like?
Well, we've just seen a text come in from a listener. I want to buy my wife a Mac laptop. MacBook Pro is more expensive than MacBook Air. Can you tell me the difference?
Sure. So I wouldn't buy the MacBook Air right now because I think it's literally on its way out from Apple's portfolio. You might be seeing the last version of it. Apple's now got MacBook Pro and just the MacBook. These are the two models that are currently being updated. MacBook Air hasn't been updated in a very long time, so just don't go down that route. I suggest go for the MacBook, not the Pro version, which is a 12-inch laptop. Works beautifully. It's priced around 4,000 dirhams or so, which is much less than 6,000 or 8,000 dirhams that the Pro is charged for.
All right, then, that's one. Where can we go here? Skype. Somebody's asking about Skype, which is not licensed here in the UAE.
That's
However,
right.
There are voice over internet protocol
that's
services
right.
that are.
There are two, actually. There's right. BotIM and SeeMe, which have been licensed by TRA to be used. Now, keep in mind that you also need to get an internet calling plan from either Duo or the Salat, which costs 50 dirhams for a mobile or 100 dirhams on your landline to use these services.
Right.
So it's a free app, but you need to pay the telco to use it.
Okay, so, and that's a monthly fee?
That's a monthly fee.
Okay,
that's right.
So, but, I mean, I guess in theory you could use that as much as you like, all day,
yes.
all night, and
absolutely.
It would be fine.
Yeah.
Does it work okay? I looked
it
at
works
that.
Fine. No, I've used it. My wife's actually got the internet calling plan, and she calls her parents in Oman a lot of times, and it works just fine.
Okay, there's an answer for you.
Another one from TC.
Yeah,
TC's got an S9. I don't get missed call notifications unless I go to the log and find out I have missed a call. How can I fix it?
That's weird. Okay, maybe you need to go to your phone app, set the permissions on there. So just go into settings, app, phone, and then just make sure your permissions are set on there.
Okay, Harris is back on. Which mesh network? That would be a great name for a network. Which mesh network is the best? You mentioned two.
Right, so I'm using Ubiquiti right now, purely because the range on it is fantastic. Google Wi-Fi is equally good. Eero is fantastic as well. It really depends on if you want the range, then go with Ubiquiti. Their network is called Amplify HD. But if range isn't much of an issue for you, if you've got a house or an apartment, then I think Google Wi-Fi or Eero, both of them will work just fine.
Okay. I never got myself a phone or a laptop. I've always got them as gifts. Lucky you, I think. I want to buy myself a phone and a laptop. What's the best, the least hassle, and the most affordable? It's almost impossible to answer.
Right, so, you know what? I'd say that mid-end phones are getting very good now, mid-priced phones, something between 1,000 to 2,000 dirhams. You've got Nokia HMD with the Nokia 7 Plus. You've got Honor 10 that was released just a few days ago. OnePlus is releasing one today as well. So all of these phones are fantastic phones between 1,000 to 2,000 dirhams. I'd suggest go for one of those.
Okay, laptop-wise?
And laptop-wise. Again, so depending on budget, I think you have some around 4,000 to 5,000 dirhams to spend, then possibly a Dell or an HP. If you've got a little bit more, then Microsoft makes some really nice laptops. The Surface laptops are quite nice. I've used those and I think they're fantastic.
Yeah, I was looking at those the other day. Very
beautiful.
It's the material. That's
the Alcantara.
Different.
Fabric. Yeah.
You end up stroking the keyboard.
Yeah, but
too
I mean,
much,
you know what? It doesn't collect dust. I mean, I know someone who's had it for over a year and a half, and it's still spotless.
Okay. I bought an HP laptop last year, if it helps you at all, and it's very good indeed, very speedy. But I mean, pay your money, take your choice. Go and test them out, I suppose. Yeah. What else, Sonal?
Kazi has asked a question that I don't quite even understand what it means, but maybe you will of us. It says, please inform if it's possible to use 360-degree picture view developed by 360-degree camera in Samsung S8 for virtual display headset and what the file format would be.
So I think what you want to use is you want to use the Gear VR headset from Samsung that allows you to do virtual reality and be able to watch pictures in 3D or movies in 3D. I think that's what you'd sort of want to use for that.
Okay. Any idea what the format would be for Kazi? I don't.
No, honestly, no, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
All right, then. One more. I think we've got time for one or two more. Fitbit or Samsung Gear? Zishan is asking.
So what I really like about Fitbit is the battery life. I'm actually wearing the Fitbit Versa right now, and I was on a trip to Korea last week for 7 days. I didn't need to take the charger with me. So if you're looking for battery life, this is fantastic.
Seven days?
7 days, yes, absolutely. It lasted me 7 days without a charge. So if that's something that impresses you, then definitely go for the Fitbit. It does tracking really well. You know, it tells you the time. It's got some clock faces. The Gear is more featured. I mean, it's got more apps for it. Yeah. It works better with your Android phone. But you know what? This works fine for me. I mean, for me, battery life, the lesser chargers I carry, the better I like.
Yeah, tell me. The Gear, I have a Samsung Gear. It lasts me 2 days.
A couple of days, yes. Exactly.
It really does. Yes. 7 days, I'm not surprised. I fell off my seat when you said 7 days. A gadget in 2018 lasts you for 7 days. That's just beyond belief. What else have we got? One more thing here. Marwan's asking about electric cars. I don't know what you know about electric cars.
A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, Teslas are kind of expensive with a cheaper interior. Is it worth buying or is there a better alternative? It's a very broad question again, Marwan, but there are cars being introduced into the market. The Chevy Bolt, for example.
Exactly, yeah, is coming. That's right. That's right. I think Nick had the Chevy Bolt with him just a couple of weeks back
as
well.
Yeah.
So that was a nice car. I think, Porsche is making one, but that's obviously going to be quite expensive as well. Yeah. BMW's got a couple of electric cars, the i3 and the i8 and the i3, I think. So those are decent cars as well. But I think Tesla is pretty much the gold standard right now.
It is at the moment, isn't it? We were going to talk Tesla today. We didn't get to many of the topics. Too many questions. However, Abastafar Ali is here from T-Bra. I nearly said your old
company. That's fine. The name of the company is still T-Break.
Is it still T-Break? But it's actually now Tech Radar. Abbas, really nice to see you. Appreciate you
Always
coming.
Always a pleasure,
Thank
Tim.
You.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.